I think it sends two very broad messages. On one hand, there's the optimism that the election is consolidating democracy in Senegal, and it's pushing back against this wave of military coup d'etats and autocracies, which were very prevalent in the Sahel. But it also reinforces this idea of the value of peaceful transitions of power from the incumbent holder of the office, and that incumbents can also hand power to the opposition. But on the other hand, it also raises a lot of challenges for the new president. For one, he's very young, and that is a positive, but it can also create its own challenges in terms of young leaders sometimes being naive and also wanting to be a little too idealistic to radically change a system that has very powerful power brokers. And he'll also face a lot of challenges in terms of renegotiating some of the mining contracts with a lot of entrenched corporate interests, and also removing Senegal from the CFA franc zone, which Senegal's economy is heavily dependent on France, and the CFA is also heavily entrenched in French foreign policy. So he has opportunities. It's good in terms of democracy, entrenching democracy and peaceful transitions, but there's also a lot of big problems for the country of Senegal, both politically and also economically.
Senegal had never experienced any form of military coup. However, the neighboring Francophone countries were under military rule as a result of unconstitutional change of government. Could the Senegalese experience contribute to countering democracy backsliding in Africa?
I think it could, but we have to understand the history of Senegal. One of the reasons that Senegal never had a coup is because of the very close relationship between France and its previous leaders, particularly when we think of Seda Senghor and the power of the French military over Senegal and over a lot of other Francophone countries. In particular, countries like Senegal were considered what the French called the pays sérieux, right? Serious countries where the French were very, very entrenched and would not allow military governments. So it, in a way, it's good that we have a new leader and there's been a peaceful transition, but also the fact that the new leader is really trying to redefine Senegal's relationship with France from one of a very paternalistic, patriarchal system where France imposes neo-patrimonial leaders, right? These old entrenched leaders that want to stay in power forever. And he's really thinking about a new dynamic of how Francophone Africa and Senegal in particular can reimagine their relationship with the former colonial power. He's given a lot of his initial speeches in English, so that's also a very interesting dynamic in terms of cultural diplomacy. But he's also really looking to try and stamp out corruption and, as I mentioned earlier, remove Senegal from the CFA franc zone and renegotiate some of his mining contracts, which are not always in the interests of Senegal.
But he also wants to break with bad governance via institutional reform. What are the prospects of his success in doing that?
I think it will be very challenging when systems are governed badly. You develop certain cultures and certain traditions of bad governance. When systems are governed well, similarly, you develop good norms and good traditions of good governance. So Senegal has had a lot of challenges and bad governance in terms of the corruption, mismanagement of government resources. And I think he'll really have his work cut out, particularly from two broad dynamics. I think number one, a lot of the multinational corporations that have signed these unfair contracts with Senegal are foreign multinational. A lot of them are French companies, and they will not want to renegotiate these contracts, at least not the way the new president will want. I think I'm also very concerned about what the individual dynamic, that idiosyncratic relationship between President Faye and the man who was supposed to be president, Ousmane Sonko. How will those two powerful politicians renegotiate this new political dispensation? Because Faye will want to be his own man. He'll not want to appear to be a puppet of Ousmane Sonko. But Sonko will know he is really the man who should have been president had he not been in jail. So it will be very interesting in terms of politically, they're both on the same side right now, but will this honeymoon remain in the long term?